Today's words of wisdom, breatharianism, and the eating habit will be presented in English and Spanish with subtitles in Arabic, Alsace or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. In late 2010, at the invitation of Mexico's Secretariat of Environment and Natural Resources, Supreme Master Ching Hai arrived in Cancun, Mexico, to offer her support through prayers as well as her gentle presence for the United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP16, and its crucial mission of forging an international treaty to curb global warming and protect the world's citizens. During the course of the Climate Change Summit, some of the attending dignitaries who had the chance to speak with Supreme Master Ching Hai included the President of Mexico, His Excellency Felipe Calderon, Moldovan Minister of Environment and Natural Resources, Jorge Saladu, Togo's national focal point to the UNFCC, Ambassador Komi Tomyeba, Head of the Climate Change Department at the Egyptian Environmental Affairs Agency, Dr. Azet Louis Hanela Ajibi, Ugandan Environment Minister, Her Excellency Jessica Erio, and Peru's Environment Minister, Dr. Antonio José Frac Egg. Furthermore, while in Cancun, Supreme Master Ching Hai granted a number of interviews to print, radio, and television representatives of the Mexican media. She was also invited as the guest of honor for the Greenest Heroes Gala, co-hosted by the Mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, the charity campaign by Cancun's Lady Maris and president of the Social Welfare Agency for the city's Benito Juarez borough, Patty Menéndez de Hernández, as well as a press conference with members of the media. Following Supreme Master Ching Hai's example of true love in action, our association members from over 10 countries arrived in Cancun to distribute leaflets and promote the organic vegan diet as the single most effective solution to climate change. Despite her busy schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai often met with our association members to answer questions and shared her wisdom. We now invite you to join us for Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion with our association members entitled Breatharianism and the Eating Habit, given in Cancun, Mexico, on December 18th and 19th, 2010.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism, or living without eating food, and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Actually, we don't need pretty house or anything, so it doesn't matter, huh? As long as you have room inside. And I know how big. Yes, good one, good one. Wow, greenhouse. Go green, you know? Tomorrow you go green. Green, green, green. Okay. Yeah. You like Mexican? Yeah? You like. Yeah. Love, huh? In love already. Yeah. Yes, it's very trusting people here, huh? It's maybe because of your van, you know? Be vest, go green, 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 green. So it's good that we come here and we go green, green. That's why they like us so much. Because they feel we're at home with them, eh? And go green, eh? Okay, now go home and sleep well, all right? Yeah, because I don't want you to be too tired, you know. It's good that you work all day and you still can sit like that. This is really amazing. Even if you snore, it's fine. I mean, your snore is different. It's something different, you know. Just like, did you see the joke on TV lately? You know, huge difference. No, too much working, huh? You don't have the Grandmaster TV in there? On the computer?
No, we do.
No time, huh?
Yeah.
No time to watch, huh? It says like, the wife said to the husband, you know, you know, dear, John really makes a huge difference when he's around here. So the husband said, yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. He's huge and he's different. Okay, okay. Okay, let's go. Huge. And different. See you, huh? Be good.
Nice. Just now I heard. Did you copy? Really? Yeah, have two. Wait. Copy? Two up? Are you sure you copy? Here, somebody else copy. Who else? Oh, really? Anyone else? I can't believe it. Yeah. Wow. You know what? You remember the joke I made yesterday?
About the music? All of you heard? Not all, huh? About the music from the hotel. I said that this true story, when I was in Costa Rica, huh? I went into a hotel, huh? It's not first class, on the beach. I had a spiritual blessing line, a little broken. Fix it. 3 days. It has music on the name, you know, it's like whatever name, and then has a music note on it all over, yeah? And every night, the hotel next door has big music, you know, like that, yeah? Just now you heard it, yeah. And then I was inspired, you know, think of a joke, you know? Like a customer went into a hotel and book a hotel room. And in the morning, he complained. He said, you say your hotel has internet, fast internet, have big suit, yeah, swimming pool, and music. But it's not like that. So the receptionist said, yeah, we had all that. The customer said, but you don't have any music in your hotel. So the hotel said, yes, we have music. You hear it every day. So the man say, no, it's from the hotel next door, not from your hotel. The receptionist say, but you can hear them all the same, loud and clear every day. Now the same with you. I ask who's coughing. You only heard him coughing and you also right, child. I hear him coughing. It's all the same. Just as loud as if I do, right? Okay, seriously, you coughing? I still have some more here. Wow, what a lucky people, you know, have a free house and free music. But I think they turned it lower now, huh? Before it was very, very loud, huh? Yeah. It's okay, we have Kuan Yin method, we don't care, huh? Whatever, right? Okay, because today is a moving day, so, you know, you better go and take care of your stuff. So tomorrow is all free, huh? Tomorrow is all free. What I mean is, then you feel peace, you know? And then tomorrow, when during the meditation time, you get up in the lowest time, then you put your things away, arrange it, and then you can meditate in a good time. Yeah? peak time, eh? Mm. You have a lot of time to move things, except the peak times is the most pitiful time to move, to do things. Yeah? If you can help it, 10 to 3, save it. Okay? Yeah. Do it in any other time. Yeah. Even at night or something, you know? Or at least the time that I told you, nah? 6, 7, 17 to 19, and 11 to 12, midnight. These are the lowest points that you can earn. Even if you sit the same concentration, you earn less. Yeah, yeah, almost half less. Okay? It's a pity. But never mind. Around here, you earn so quite fast, it doesn't matter even, you know. Even sit 1 hour, you know, in this region, you earn more than a week at home. More than a week. Or months. Oh, months. Oh, God. Yeah, I told you already, really. You earn 3 to 6 billions, yeah, in an hour. Peak time, no? Mm. If you concentrate, you earn 6, no? If not, at least 3, no? Mm. And you earn more even if you're higher level. 6 billions is only for third level person. Okay? Yes. If you're fourth level or 11th level. Ah, wow. What a place, huh? It's magic, okay? Be grateful, okay? Be grateful. Not easy to find such a place like that, okay? And good people as well, huh? That's why people are so friendly here, I think. Yeah. So it's so good around here, huh? It's the first place ever that I could just open the door and meditate in here. Yeah, first time ever. Of course, we close the curtain just for, you know, privacy a little bit, but not worry too much. I read a joke somewhere in a book. It says that if you see a man keep coming in and out almost every day into the hardware store, then you know he has a house. Repairing, you know, always fixing something, changing something. It's true like that, you know. I know it myself. Even if I don't physically fix it, I have to call somebody or ask them to do this, to do that. Especially when you have dogs, you know, and birth. Today you went out work?
Today we were compiling all the data.
We were searching for information only.
For information?
We are looking for the media and the contact details.
Ah.
Yes.
The address for email, etc., etc. Okay. Whoever you know, all the medias in Mexico, send it all the information. We could send books also. That information is very, very concentrated and very easy. And
yeah. I still have some burden of books.
I want the climate change book, the peace book, okay? We call it peace book, it's quicker. Birds and dogs, it's all in English anyway. That you can send to main office of the journalist or ambassador. Journalists should have, okay? At least journalists must have, okay? Especially in Cancun, we send it all first, and then left over we send to other towns, okay? Main office at least, nah? The editor office, and then leave it. Say, for your library, you know? I mean, they leave it there or the journalists can read if they want to. Yeah, and the Congress must have at least the book, huh? And the leaflets, you know, the climate change and the effect, whatever, the two sets that I gave journalists the other day. Okay? Everybody should have that, even if we have no more books, okay? Even no book, send that is also very important and powerful. They understand it, okay? And I say already, we send it to all over the world, okay? In English, if they can read it. I think they will. Some of them would be able to read it, no? Otherwise, can translate in different language, huh? Oh, my God. How many languages you know in the world, huh? Phew, thousands. We have only a few hundred countries, but we have thousands of dialects and languages. That's why I suggest everybody should vote for one language in the world. Even English, you know. But they do speak English everywhere anyway, so why don't they make it official? Huh? Then everybody can learn English from childhood, then they can They can understand each other through English first, and then they can exchange culture. See what I mean? No. Because to learn another language takes time, no? But if everyone learn English from childhood already, yes, then they can communicate already first. And then if they like each other, they can further learn the native language also, you see? English and native, that's enough. Huh? English native, or native and English. Huh? Then they can always communicate. In the whole world, we have more peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Without language, it's really difficult to communicate. Huh? Mm. And waste a lot of time, translation and paper printing and misunderstanding, all kind of thing. No, no good. Yes. But what can I do? I wrote to them. Yeah, sooner or later, they have to, huh? Because to learn English from childhood is easier than when you grow up and learn, eh? And then it becomes habit, like do every country speak two languages, you know? The native and the English, for example. Or any language, if they approve it, eh? Everybody vote, you know, which language get the most vote, open like that by internet, vote in, eh? Vote by Congress, government leaders and other people will just vote in by email. Yeah? Yes, no? Yeah, easy. And then everybody learn, every country, just two languages, so easy. Yeah? When you're a kid, you learn fast. Hmm? English and native, yeah? And every country speak English and their native language too. So if you want to learn with each other, easy. Just first communicate in English, and then, you know, read all the translation or read it yourself later on, you know. Easier than just keeping so many languages. So difficult to communicate, you know. Lack of communication is a cause of war and trouble in this world, eh? I think, you know. Because even if we speak same language, we still misunderstand. Not to talk about speak different languages, yeah? Oh, that's so difficult. Okay. Any more good story today?
We gave a lot of material, books and flyers and many. And the mall was full of people. Mm-hmm. And not so much food, but like the other days, before mm-hmm. days, it was enough. Mm-hmm. And I have a short list, maybe 5 or 6 people. Mm-hmm. They want to do many things like us
to help
convince the people to, yeah?
Very nice, yeah. Yes. Oh, nice. Mexican people, very, very... Very open, eh?
Yeah. Open mind. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. The reason today less food because the owner of this house came, and I have to tell everybody cook more for them, you know, and we entertain them for a couple of hours, and so during that time, the cooking for the mall stop. We also don't have enough people here, you see. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also I have to entertain the next door, you know, bringing food for them and all that. And some people came in, asked for food also. We quite busy all day, really. Yeah.
Many people ask, tomorrow you are going to be here again? No, it's the last day.
Why?
Oh, no,
why not?
Please.
Oh, no, please.
No.
Tell them watch Supreme Master Television.
Yeah.
Okay? And they can see you here, there. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they like it, huh? I like you, huh? Why you have booth only 4 days?
Maybe only because it was free, I don't know exactly.
I understand, yeah. Sometimes they allow for a few days only, you know. Yeah, you can't stay there forever. Actually, it's not your house, is it? Huh? What kind of mall is that?
Gerari.
What does it mean?
It's a store.
Whew, so difficult to remember. Yeah. Why don't just, you know, like J&B or ABC, CNA, it's easy to remember. But this is for the Mexican, right?
Yeah, it's Mexican.
It's a bit more, huh?
Yes.
I bought a house in Japan, you know, right?
Yeah,
long time ago. The man who managed the whole compound, you know, he built like different houses, like a wood house in the wood, and sell it one unit at a time. He was very, very kind. Yeah, very kind. Yes. He's not like a businessman, not like a builder at all. So kind, you know. He was very kind, yes. And as a foreigner, Taiwanese, they don't want to sell car for the Taiwanese. They told us like that. So he put his name down, buy for us and all that, you know. Yeah, guarantee us and everything. Yeah. What a good guy, you know. He's a Japanese, real Japanese, huh? Mm. But very kind person. His eyes are green, believe it?
Wow.
Ah, like European, green. Yeah. I first time see a Japanese with green eyes, yeah? And he's very kind because one time I have to go and sign something, I don't remember what. And it was late, yeah? And his wife came to my house to bring me to his house. And you have heard always in Japan that like a Japanese wife must always serve her husband and all that stuff, you know? But he looked like he's just serving the wife. Ah, well, very kind, yeah? And it was so late and he was in his kimono pyjama already. He walked up and down in the front to wait for us. Yeah, open door and so kind. Yeah, very humble person. Mm. His wife also very nice. I don't think he's serving his wife. It's just a joke, but what I mean is it's not like his wife has to serve him or anything like that. So don't have an illusion and go to Japan and find a wife. It's not the same anymore, okay? Nowadays, wife don't serve husband. I don't think so. They learn a lot from television already. It's a different story now, okay? Mm. Yeah, so he's a very kind Japanese, huh? Very kind. I don't know if other Japanese deal with us the same way, but that man did, yes. A very kind, I never forget him. He also have a house, because many units, you know, and he has one unit for himself. And he even let us stay there also, when we got too many people, and one my house not enough, he let us use his house. And he came and he cooked for me, you know. Yeah, he cooked noodle, Japanese noodle, yeah. Some mushroom on it, yeah. And it's very, very, very ecological. Mm. You see just boiled noodles. And half of the mushroom, you know. Shiitake mushroom on. Yeah. And soy sauce. For everybody, you know, not just for me, like that. All equally share, half a mushroom each. And the mushroom is not like those big mushroom, no, the shiitake, half. This, you know that, half. Whew, truly half, ne? Precisely half and half, ne? Mm. Look like he measured it, you know? So one is not jealous with the others. That's a man very kind. But he looked very healthy and big. I don't know if he eat that every day or just just Sunday. Very kind person. Very conscientious people here. Same with neighbor, you know, the rental house? Yes. Rent already, then come cut the grass, clean the house, everything. Yeah. So kind, eh? Yes. Not every rental house like that, no. They make you cut the grass. Okay. It's good, eh? Yeah. So even if it's a little bit tight, you just stay there, you know? We come here, meditate, and stay there. We stay together. It's so economical, hey? You don't need much anyway. You're supposed to meditate all night, right? And all day, right? Mm-hmm. Meditate a lot. In the night. I saw last night somebody sit here and meditate. Oh, so I say, go home. Sleep honestly. Okay, any question, any other story?
Yesterday in the booth, a girl came with her family. And then she was very happy to see that your book and see you. Because she said, oh, Master Qinghai. So I said, yeah, do you know her? She said she will never forget you gave her chocolates in the Mayakoba. She works there.
Oh.
And she said you are the kindest person she've ever seen.
Oh, why? Just because of the chocolate?
Because you gave her chocolates and you sent her kisses.
Oh.
Yeah. And she says she loves you so much that she never had the chance to talk to you personally.
Mm-hmm.
But she says you are the kindest to everyone. I always give them chocolates to everyone.
Okay. Whoever I saw, you know. That's why my car must have always chocolate. But sometimes I cannot have because driver forget to buy. People appreciate it very much. Not because of chocolate, but because nobody ever care about them, you know. They don't care. And we show the kindness, that's all.
That's what she said.
Not because of chocolate. This is only a small box, you know, maybe $5 only, huh? Yeah, it's not much. Native chocolate, they can buy it themselves, you know. It's just, I really care about these people. You had it too good. You had everything comfortable. And every trouble, you pray for Master and it's done.
That's true.
You're too comfortable. Yeah. You have family, you have money. You have Master, you know. Every trouble you pray to Master and then it's done. So you're too comfortable. You don't remember other people who are suffering and lack of comforts. And I love those people. I truly love them. And that's what they sense through the chocolate, no?
Yes.
The box of chocolate, $2, $5, nothing really, you know. I also give them tip, no? Whoever I can. Sometimes I don't have, But if I have, I give. Huh? And before I left, I give whoever I see, even the cleaner, the gardener who cut the grass outside Mayakoba. Also,
yes.
Chocolate and tip, you know. It's not much, like 200 pesos each, but they will remember it, okay? That somebody really like them, you know, appreciate their job. I do really like them. I do appreciate their job from my heart, huh? I love those people. I really care about them very much because I know how much they had to work and how much they earn, you know? And in the society, nobody really appreciates them truly like that, you know? Mm. Because they are just a nobody, you know? Yeah. If you're kind to them, nobody know, you know? If you donate them anything, nobody know. But if you donate to some big charity or government, then you have certificate and stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah. So nobody care, really. Not nobody, but rarely somebody care about the lower working class in the society. But without them, we're in trouble. Imagine, no garbage man. What would you do with all the garbage you throw outside there? Huh? You understand me? Yes. And no sewage man, then you become breatharian immediate, otherwise how they clean your sewage stuff, eh? For example. And the street will be full of garbage. Understand? Mm. And germs, bacteria, virus will breed all over the places if they don't clean. You understand? Mm. The Mayakoba is first class and beautiful. But without these people, it's nothing. You see? Clean, beautiful, because they take care. Yeah, and I really appreciate these people very much. More so because I know they don't earn as much as they deserve. But this is a law like that, how much you earn for this and that job, you know? So, I really love them very much.
She really appreciated all that care and love, and she was so interested. All her family wanted to become vegan and asking for more information. And she said she will see the channel, the Supreme Master Television, just to see you again. She was
how
like,
does she look? Do you want to see television?
Yeah, to see you again. Oh. She has like curly hair. Mm. I think she said like maybe you don't remember her.
It's too many curly hair. But what does she do? All the Mexican curly hair, you look at the two, three of them over there, all curly, and the fourth and the fifth. See, all curly.
She told me she was downstairs in reception or something like that.
Kala.
Her name is Kala.
How do you know?
Because we go there and pay through payments.
Yeah, but maybe it's not that day that I gave her chocolate.
She was there most of the time.
Yeah.
And she likes it.
Okay.
And she hopes it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they all do. They all help us a lot. And there was one man outside, the bellman, always want to hug me when I come out. I need your energy, Master Ching. He's very cute. Every time I come out, he says something nice. Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
Or hug, or kiss, or blessing, you know, like God will bless you for your kindness, something like that. He's always say something very, very genuine and loving, yeah. Very appreciative.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Gentle viewers, thank you for your loving company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 2 of Breatharianism and the Eating Habit. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for music and poetry, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May your days be graced with the wisdom of the ancient sages and saints.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.